Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Greminger and my guest today is Dr. Samuel Medaris, an ear, nose, and throat practitioner at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Dr. Medaris, you're new to St. Genevieve. What do you think about it?
Oh, it's a great town. I've enjoyed driving around. I grew up around the St. Louis area, so I certainly knew of St. Genevieve, and I've got siblings who enjoy coming down here for the wineries and the history, but I've been impressed with the quality of the buildings down here that are old as, I guess, anything west of Mississippi. So it's a gorgeous place, and the people here are wonderful. It's been a great place to start practicing.
Oh, that's great to hear. It's a beautiful time of year here, but one thing that's going to probably start popping into your office quite frequently is complaints of swimmer's ear.
Yeah, we've already seen quite a few this week between here and Farmington. And it's, you know, the joy of the season is getting to be out and be in the pools and the lakes and the rivers at the same time. You got to deal with sometimes the infections that causes. And yeah, swimmer's ear, we kind of call it otitis externa, just means an infection of the outer ear, which is a little different than the kids who get the ear infections, you know, with early childhood. And the difference is that it doesn't go past the eardrum. But strangely enough, it can be more miserable pain-wise than the ear infection stuck behind the eardrum. So it's certainly not a joke. I mean, people are coming in complaining of it or not. Are not happy, and it's pretty miserable and sometimes difficult to treat. But most of the time, preventative measures and early treatment can save you a visit to the doctor even.
And I assume it's primarily in kids that you see just because they tend to be in the water more? Or
yeah, we see it in kids and in adults. One of the problems typically is getting water trapped in the ear, and of course water that maybe has some bacteria in it is the more dangerous form. Not that it doesn't happen in pools, but it's certainly more common in the rivers and lakes. Littler ears have smaller ear canals, and when you get water in there, it's just a little harder to break that water tension and get it back out again. So they're certainly more prone to it for that reason, and bigger adult ear canals seem to be easier to drain the water back out of. So I think that's the main reason, that the fact that kids probably like to splash around the water even more than the adults do.
Yeah. So what's the main treatment for it?
Main treatment after swimming, the first thing preventatively is to try to get water out of the ears. Now, we're not real fond of people putting Q-tips down further than they can see, but anything you can see with a Q-tip or even a good towel right at the opening to the external ear is helpful. And sometimes even that kind of dryness, that cotton can wick out what was left of the moisture in there. So that's a good, you know, initial preventative measure. Obviously, if you're really prone to getting some of those over-the-counter wax silicone-type earplugs is a good way to keep the water out of the ear to begin with. And so people who have fought with us more than once are more than happy to have the annoyance of the earplugs to keep them from the pain of the infection. But above and beyond that, when we do get water trapped in there and or it starts to become uncomfortable, the last kind of preventative measure, there are some over-the-counter ear drops, one called Vosol Otic, but really they're essentially a mixture of acetic acid, which is kind of vinegar, equal parts vinegar and water, and that does, even though it sounds kind of counterintuitive, putting water back in there, it's the acidic nature of the vinegar makes it hard for the bacteria to grow, plus that has a little bit of a drying property after you mix it there and then get it to come back out. So that's a good way to treat at home before letting this get out of control.
And I suppose that just like anything else, there are those who are more prone to get it than others.
Yeah, and I think that has a lot to do with local defenses. So our skin everywhere that has the ability to fight off certain infections, and some people seem to be more prone than others. People who have something called eczema or a dermatitis in the ear canal, which can happen. People can have itchy ear canals all the time, are very prone to getting infected just because that skin isn't healthy to begin with. And having said that, you have people, it seems, that just get it at the drop of a hat as soon as they get water in there, and they had no other known issues. And then some people who seem to be immune to the problem. So it sometimes seems like overkill for everybody to follow the same recommendations. But if you've ever fought with swimmer's ear in your life, usually you're more than happy to take all those precautions.
Oh, that's great information. We sure appreciate it. Swimmer's ear, one of the big complaints of summertime, isn't it?
It is.
Hey,
joys of the season.
Absolutely. I guess so for you, huh? Hey, Apple Kids is your location for your office, is it not?
Correct, yeah. The office actually moved here a couple weeks ago, so Dr. Roberts and I will be practicing over here at Apple Kids just across the hall from the pediatrics clinic.
And that's pretty convenient, isn't it? Yeah, you've got your clientele right there.
It is. I think having the providers right there, the clients right there, we've already had in my few short weeks here, we've already had a time or two. We just stuck somebody over the same day when there was an issue that certainly concerned the patient, the parent, and the provider enough to have them come across, and we're happy to do that.
Right. That's perfect. And the number to call for someone to get in touch with you is 883-4455. That number again for Apple Kids is 883-4455. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Medeiros. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you very much.
Our guest today on Focus has been Dr. Samuel Medeiros, an ear, nose, and throat practitioner at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. And that's our Focus.